A bill sponsored by Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier and Senator Benjamin Downing, both of Pittsfield, would expand the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority by adding three additional board members. The board, also known as PETA, was created in the late 90s to redevelop the William Stanley Business Park, the former 52-acre home to General Electric and largest employer of city residents for decades. Senator Downing says that the action was needed to allow the board to reach out and attract companies to the park.
We can't just sit there and think that we've got this great site and that companies are going to come to us. You might have struck lightning on that before the Great Recession, but after the Great Recession, we need to be out there marketing ourselves. We need to be out there recruiting firms, and we need to be targeting firms working with the state economic development officials to build off of the strengths that we have in the Berkshires, to build off of the state's regional strengths.
Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi would have a guaranteed place on the PETA board. Since the board began operating, many buildings on the site have been demolished and the grounds have been remediated to fit standards set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Bianchi says that the park is now ready to go.
There are parts of it that are shovel-ready, where somebody could come in right now and start building. There are other spots where they have geographic challenges more so than contamination challenges.
The Western Massachusetts Electric Company currently operates a solar array on the property. The park's first occupied tenants since efforts began over a decade ago, Mountain One Financial Partners, is currently moving into a new financial center built on the property. Director of the PETA board, Corey Thurston.
We're making progress. We have our first, again, occupied business working here on the corner of East Street and Silver Lake Boulevard. And we hope we'll have a lot of neighbors joining them soon.
Senator Downing says that the William Stanley Business Park has great potential to work with local colleges like Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield and the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams.
I think there's a great deal of promise in clean energy and clean technology, building off of work that BCC has done, really making themselves a region-wide leader when it comes to clean energy, and then partnerships that both BCC and MCLA have entered into with some of the chip manufacturers in the Albany area. There's nothing to be said that we can't get some of the downstream suppliers of parts and equipment for those industry sectors.
Revitalization of the park is at the center of Pittsfield's long-term development goals and is considered vital to boosting the area's economy. PETA's director, Corey Thurston, again.
Economic development can take on a variety of forms, I guess, but if we can spur some activity here, create jobs, increase tax revenue for the city, things will begin to happen, and it will have a snowball effect, but it certainly will have a ripple effect throughout the economy, and that's what our goal is.
The legislation to expand the PETA board will now head to the House of Representatives for consideration. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.